Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I'm a Cowboy fan. I've always been a Cowboy fan, but I am very excited that Las Vegas has the Raiders. I thought Devontae Adams was a huge asset in terms of you know, receiving the Derek Carr. Derek Carr made some great passes yesterday. Still, they lost to the Chiefs. But Devontae Adams might get the Raiders out of their rut that they're in until this happened yesterday. And Devontae Adams looked pretty upset on the sideline when they lost to Kansas City. And as he was leaving, it appeared he shoved a sideline worker, I believe a cameraman. The man stumbles and falls to the ground. And then Devontae Adams continues to walk. Now, again, I wasn't there, so I can't necessarily comment on everything that happened, but we are being told that now receiver Devontae Adams is facing a police inquiry and possible suspension. People are asking for him to be completely banned from the NFL. I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, you get suspended and you get ejections and things like that happen from games. But he is the NFL's second highest paid receiver at $28.2 million for the 2022 season. That's huge. But he apparently was so upset that he hurt a bystander who is working there and working the game. The loss was a 30-29 loss. I get he's upset, but you don't have to necessarily hit somebody with photography equipment or push him down. He didn't hit him, he pushed him down. So Devontae Adams, 6'1", 215 pounds, and the man has not been named publicly, but he did file a police report, according to a department spokesperson. ESPN identified him as a freelancer from Monday Night Football. So the police narrative says the victim is a photographer at the Chiefs-Raiders game. At the end of the game, he was pushed to the ground, causing injury. He made arrangements for private transport to the hospital for treatment, at which time he called the police. The injuries are preliminary, thought to be non-life-threatening. The incident will be investigated by our assault unit detectives. Upon completion, they will coordinate with the applicable city or state prosecutor to determine any applicable charges. The investigation is expected to last only 1 to 2 days. The league is also reviewing the incident, and a suspension remains a possibility, according to NFL Network Tom Pelissero. So, this is something that, you know, it shouldn't be headlines, but it is, because you have things like this happen I think all too often. And when you watch the video, it looks like Devontae Adams is mad. He's walking off, and it's interesting because I don't know if necessarily he pushed him. In another angle of it, a guy with some equipment starts walking across the tunnel and gets in his way. But then Devontae Adams just kind of pushes him. And he bangs into him, startled, but then I don't necessarily see, like, both arms come up to somebody random. So it looks like a collision, but then it looks like he also gives a push-off. So I don't think he's going to get ejected from the NFL. But it was definitely a something that doesn't show good sportsmanship. It's a shame for somebody who's working and trying to run to get across to the other side. Again, not sure why this collision happened, and then Devontae does push him off and push him to the ground. But we really have been going back to this, I don't want to say, you know, violence, but we go to more physical sort of interactions lately. And we were, when we were younger, it was everything about pushing and shoving and whatever. And then police would get involved. There would be fines. There were, and I'm not talking about NFL, but I'm just talking about in general, even at work. And then any sort of physical contact would be documented and could be used against you. I'm watching the Jeffrey Dahmer story, and as the husband and the wife of Jeffrey Dahmer, the parents, fight in the 1970s, and the wife, according to the show, you know, would wield a knife at her husband, and the husband would have to disarm her. In the divorce, it was used against the father that he struck the wife. Now, I don't know if he hit her. I don't really know exactly all the real-life details, but... You know, we started to, over the last few decades, go, okay, wait a second, if there's any sort of touching, if there's any sort of contact, there's going to be, severe consequences, and this is going to follow you. So then nobody touched anybody, there were no fights in schools, or there were very few, everything had to be verbal, verbal, verbal. Then verbal would get you in trouble. Now all these rules are, if you say something, that could be a Title IX offense. At a school, if you verbally assault somebody, if you verbally abuse somebody. So I think people are starting to go back to physical. If they're going to get in trouble for verbal, if people are accosting people, if people are coming up to people on the subway, I mean, now everybody's kind of like, you know what, I'm going to protect myself. I don't give a damn. This is now self-defense. This is... We need to come up with something that's, not as extreme, but more moderate, because we don't want people hitting other people. We don't want people shoving other people. We don't want people, you know, but there's individuals, especially humans, you know, use outlets. They should use sports as an outlet. They should use, but when they feel like they can't talk, scream, curse, whatever, they're going to pick then the one that gives them the most satisfaction. And I foresee much more violence. I see much more physical altercations. I see much more punching, shoving, and I'm sure there's going to be lack of control now exhibited, because people feel even a controlled setting gets them in trouble. I'm not saying that's right, but that's what I predict we're going to see more of. 1-877-DELLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon, or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel or Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember we talked about the colonoscopy study, this was yesterday, where colonoscopies, the benefits might be overestimated. Well, again, use caution with these studies. And I told you yesterday that we just finally got to a point where we are finally screening people earlier. Well, now a lot of doctors are speaking out on this. In fact, the American Cancer Society CEO, Karen Knudsen, says that, look, this study from a large randomized new study preventing the discussing the efficacy of preventative colonoscopy screenings is concerning them from an interpretation standpoint. She says we have no problem with the study itself, but the interpretation of the study is giving us grave concern, and she's saying the study is widely misinterpreted. Colorectal cancer is the fourth most common cause of cancer in the United States, second most common cause of cancer deaths. And the study was conducted by NORDICC, the Northern European Initiative on Colon Cancer. And basically, they looked at 84,000 men and women, age 55 to 64, from Poland, Norway, Sweden, Netherlands, between 2019 and 2014. And they looked at 10-year follow-up and how effective colonoscopy screening was done. And they found that there was an 18% lower risk of colorectal cancers than the group that wasn't screened. That's still big, but they said that the group that was invited to get a colonoscopy had a small reduction in their risk of death, and that the difference was not statistically significant. Well, to me, you know, I've talked to you guys about the difference between colonoscopies versus sigmoidoscopies. The colonoscopy can look at most of the colon all the way up into the right side, almost to the area of the appendix, and I've been able to see the opening of the appendix with some of these colonoscopies that we had done. Versus sigmoidoscopy goes up to the sigmoid colon and up to the descending. So it's a partial. Plus, you're not always under anesthesia, and they can't always biopsy and remove the polyps as easily as with the colonoscopy. So the colonoscopy is a much more extensive test. It can do a lot more to prevent these polyps from turning into cancer. And having seen, you know, the viciousness that colon cancer can cause, not only on my family, but what I've seen in terms of patients, I'd rather you get the best screening out there. According to American Cancer Society, there's going to be 106,000 new cases of colon cancer this year, 44,000 of cases of rectal cancer, 53,000 people are expected to die this year from colorectal cancer. African American men and women have an increased incidence. So the head researcher of the study, Dr. Michael Bretthauer, leader of the clinical effectiveness group at the University of Oslo in Norway, said that as a gastroenterologist, he found the study results disappointing. But as a researcher, he said, we have to follow the science. So I think we have to embrace it. And we may have oversold the message on getting colonoscopies for the last 10 years or so, and we have to wind it back a little. Dr. Knudsen, however, disagrees with that and thinks that the study should be examined more closely. She says the glaring problem with conclusions drawn from the study's data is the fact that only 42% of the participants were invited to get a colonoscopy went through with it. Not all individuals who were asked. So here's the thing we keep fighting with, whether it's COVID, whether it's monkeypox, whether it's cancer treatment, is the evolving science. What science do we embrace, and what science do we blow off? And that's a tough question. Some of you guys blew off the COVID science. Some of you didn't. You took the science pretty religiously and said, look, guys, these are what the studies are saying. You guys might be wrong about mask mandates. And honestly, I appreciate all sides. I appreciate all sides. I have seen the science go back and forth. Remember, guys, I told you that there was a study saying that the 10,000 steps a day was not based on anything, and that it was one study had said that it was a marketing ploy by a company, I believe in the 60s. They were marketing pedometers. I think it was for, was it the Japanese Olympics? I forget. And that the 10,000 was random. Well, now we have another study saying, oh, no, you need 10,000 steps a day. So, I mean, come on. This is, depending on who gives you the study, if you read one study, you back that up. If you read another study, you back that up. And people are, you know, they're going back and forth. They're confused. I don't blame them for being confused. So I tell everybody the exact same thing. Everybody is an individual. These studies look at trends. That doesn't mean it applies to you. My father dropped dead of a heart attack at the age of 62. And I remember in the 80s, there was some sort of discussion of how if you have a good grip, you're healthy. So my father read that study, or he heard that in the news, and he goes, look, Dolly, come over here. Let me show you something. See this? Look at grip. You got a good grip. You healthy. Look how healthy I am. Good grip. I'm like, wow, Dad, that's awesome. Wonderful. He ended up dying. 62 is too young. Good grip my ass. He still died of a heart attack. He wasn't healthy. So, you know, we think that we know it all. We're trying to outsmart nature, and nature wins. But everybody's an individual. I wear masks around patients. So if I had gotten something from another patient or at a store or whatever, and I breathe onto them, I don't want to give it to them. That doesn't necessarily mean I force my patients to wear masks. They don't have to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask at Walmart. But when I'm with my patients and I'm one-on-one in the room, and my exhalation dominates that small room, I am going to try to filter it with a mask. That's my choice. Not going to force anybody else to do it. Well, same thing with COVID. The mask might provide a filter and might actually protect some people, but it might not either, because they're dirty. They're not being changed out as soon as it gets wet from the exhalation, and it's been stuck in people's pockets and reused week after week after week, and it's not an N95 respirator. So, in a way, it's all correct. What you do as an individual is you. Same thing with the vaccines. I got the COVID vaccine booster. Some people are giving me crap about it, and I'm like, but I thought this is all about personal choice. I feel like I need it. So I got it. You don't have to if you don't want to. If you want it, you get it. If you don't want it, you don't have to get it. That's why I'm against the mandates. But just because I got the vaccine doesn't mean I'm, you know, pro-mandate or whatever. I, for me, made that decision. And I'm very grateful we have vaccines and we have an updated vaccine, because I thought the other ones, it was ridiculous to keep getting boosters for an outdated one. So I'm very, very happy that we have an updated one. And I'll be able to share with you guys if it worked or not. If it didn't work, trust me, I want to tell you guys. If I had a side effect, I'm going to tell you. Like I told you, I can't get my mammogram yet because my underarm was swollen. It's better, but I had chest pain for a week or two, and I had horrible underarm swelling. I'll tell you guys. I mean, there's, you know, we act like if something happens, it has to then address to all of us. And the reason why we do that is because we want to be equal. We want to treat people the same. We don't want to discriminate. But we also have to understand that for some people, colonoscopies are what's going to save their life. I have to get a colonoscopy. I bet you that every GI doctor who has to take care of me with colon cancer in the family, screening colonoscopy, I'm beyond screening. I'm high risk because we have so much colon cancer in the family. The only reason why my father didn't get colon cancer is he died before he could be diagnosed with it. I have to assume he had it too. So I'm getting colonoscopies. You might have less risk, and the sigmoidoscopy might be enough. Then that's great. That's okay. But we keep trying to, you know, make something that comes out in science be the end-all for everybody. And we do need to be cautious, and you guys are going to. I mean, as long as I get to be on air, as long as I don't get fired, you guys are going to probably hear a lot more of these studies coming out to look at saving money. As the U.S. wants to move towards socialized medicine or universal health care or whatever the hell they want to come up with, because we have so many people that can't afford their own health care, they're going to try to find ways to cut things. And if the Affordable Care Act doesn't have to necessarily pay for a colonoscopy that often, they're going to love that. So we're going to see studies going, well, it might not help everybody. Keep in mind, you're an individual. You talk to your medical provider about what you need. 1-877-DOLLY.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The International Monetary Fund is cutting its global growth forecast for next year. The IMF predicting global growth will slow to 2.7% in 2023 and warns the worst is yet to come. The report cites Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the cost of living crisis among the factors that will make it feel like a recession for millions worldwide. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments Tuesday on a lawsuit regarding pig conditions. The suit, filed by pork producers, regards a California lawsuit that mandates pigs be raised in less confined conditions. While the law is different from other states, the Biden administration says the Commerce Clause prohibits one state from dictating policies that impact all states. Former Democratic Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard announced Tuesday she's leaving the Democratic Party. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So remember I told you that the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force had urged that we screen children 8 and up for anxiety? There's been also a call to screen children 12 and older for depression. There's a lot of people that are kind of going back and forth on that one. And the screening has been criticized as people say, well, you know, if they don't have symptoms, then why are we looking for something wrong? And there's been some concerns that doctors could, if you take a child in for their vaccines, etc., they could get a diagnosis that then they can't get rid of in their medical record. Now, I told you that I have been an advocate for mental health. I think there's a lot of mental health that gets missed. I think kids perform bad behaviors as a result of an underlying mental health condition. So I love the idea of screening for it and being there to look at, you know, to pick this up. Because sadly, teen suicide, teen depression, it's serious. And so seeing that children can be screened for anxiety beginning at age 18 is completely understandable. It's a grade B level recommendation. It's not mandatory. And the USPSTF is recommending screening for major depressive disorder from in adolescents 12 to 18 as well as on up. And I think that is important, and I think that's it's valuable. But critics do bring up a very valid point. When it comes to mental health, there could be legislation in the future that gets, that marginalizes that individual if they do get a diagnosis. And I've had many parents upset that they've gone to doctors who would put a diagnosis in their child's chart. They didn't even know. The parents weren't notified that the child had a diagnosis and that the child had this diagnosis. One parent, this was a while back, had said that the previous doctor had put that the child had anxiety, depression, ADHD. Never told the parent. So when the parent went to a new doctor, the doctor's like, okay, so talk to us about what your child's dealing with. Okay, you know, do they need, you know, are they taking any medication? And the parent's like, so what? What? My kid's fine. He's just here for vaccines. What are you talking about? Well, the doctor said, according to your records, he suffers from this, this, and this. No one told me. So, you know, it's that could be concerning. I told you that when back in the 90s, when they were discussing those individuals who were, you know, waiting through the Brady Bill, you know, to get a gun to be able to purchase their firearm and going through that waiting period process, how many individuals, when they came in, they would ask their doctor, don't put anything like this in the record. And doctor's like, well, we can't pick and choose what goes in the record. We ethically have to write down everything you tell us. So then patients wouldn't talk about mental health because they didn't want it in the record. We still have that today and even more so. The concept of gun control is a controversial one. And I love the fact that we have our Second Amendment rights. I have guns. Husband has guns. Our kids are trained. My father was in the military. My grandfather was a police officer. My other grandfather had guns. I mean, you got to protect your home. You got to protect your family. This is a crazy, crazy world. But I also understand that somebody with mental illness shouldn't have a, somebody with mental illness shouldn't, you know, severe mental illness, obviously shouldn't, you know, be wielding a weapon, knife, like we saw with the Las Vegas stabbing, a car, taking a car and plowing it into people, which we've seen on the Las Vegas Strip as well. And so with somebody with a mental illness we have to understand that there are things that they could do if they do have a knife, a gun, a car, and they can use it as a weapon. So these are things that need to be figured out in society, and it's hard because you'd always don't know if somebody has mental health issues. But where a lot of people are concerned is they feel great, they feel fine. Every now and then they struggle with a little something, you know, maybe with sleep. Maybe with, alcohol, maybe they like to use a joint to relax. A lot of more legislation is going to be hitting the ballot in states to legalize marijuana. Many people cite, I like to use marijuana to relax, to deal with pain, etc. What if a doctor writes down on the chart, they suffer from anxiety? To get medical marijuana cards, although I don't think you get your CCW if you use marijuana. I think, still, I have to double check that. But many people, to get marijuana cards, they had to give a diagnosis. Now you have individuals going, I don't want that diagnosis in my chart. Well, right now, mild anxiety, mild depression is not playing a factor in people's gun ownership. But can it? In the future, absolutely. And that worries me because I think a lot of patients are lying. They're not telling their medical provider. So then they're going untreated. I don't want people so fearful that something's going into their medical record that they're not going to be honest. So I don't know what the answer is. You don't want people with severe mental illness, you know, having guns, having access to guns, able to kill themselves, able to kill other family members with severe mental illness. But you also don't want people that have ups and downs, funks, you know, an occasional panic attack, to feel like they can't tell the provider anything because if they want to practice their Second Amendment rights, they're going to be limited. But I'm telling you right now, we opened the show with one out of every two Americans lied, I believe it was more, through their teeth about their COVID status. I really do believe people are lying about their mental health status. When a doctor asks you, have you ever thought about killing somebody? Everybody says no. No. I'll go, really? I mean, did ever, you know, you watch one of these movies and you're like, God, that person's a pain in the ass. What would it be like if I just strangled him or whatever? Yeah, I guess I thought of it. But no, don't put that down on the chart. Don't put that down on the chart. You know, so I'm not a psychiatrist, so I don't go into those deep conversations. But now that they want us to screen for anxiety, depression, that puts a lot of doctors and patients now in this position of, look, I want to talk about it with somebody, but I don't want it in the chart because it's electronic. It's going to pull up in the medical records. The government could access these anytime they want, and then now I'm screwed. So we have to figure something out. Right now, medical records are private. And I know people always extrapolate and they worry, you know, and there's conspiracy theories. But, you know, you keep hearing this. They're like, okay, well, those with mental illness shouldn't have guns. Okay, well, you need to specify. But when somebody said, when they say one out of every two or one out of every three or one out of every five is suffering with mental health issues, which includes anxiety and depression, okay, there's a lot of people out there with anxiety and depression. Okay, are you going to say schizophrenia? Are you going to say delusions? Severe? You know, you're going to have to, you're going to have to define it. But otherwise, people who are asking for sleeping aids or using marijuana, they can all be then lumped into that anxiety or depression or mental health category. So it's going to be interesting. So we'll see what happens. I know, you know, every time doctors do something now, people get in every critical of doctors. They're like, oh, doctors are great. Now it's, you know, oh my gosh, what are they doing? What are they doing to us? They're working for the government. Doctors are supposed to work for you. They're not supposed to work for a corporation. They're not supposed to work for the government. They're supposed to work for you, but they have to follow guidelines. They can't practice out of the standard of care. If not, they lose their license. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those individuals who have student loans that are waiting to get their $10,000 or $20,000 written off, it looks like there's still some delays. We are being told that there is the student loan forgiveness application that has been unveiled, but the White House is not ready to launch it. Apparently, they are facing multiple legal challenges, which we spoke about. There has been a preview of the form, and the application is going to be accessible on cell phones as well as computers. It's going to be published in both English and Spanish, designed for people with disabilities, and it will require entering a Social Security number. The application will require the borrower to sign and agree to a form about what they earn. Anyone who is found to have provided false information would be subject to significant fines and perhaps jail time, according to White House officials. Officials describe the application as simple and straightforward, keeps questions to a minimum, and was designed after being tested. The form, though, still isn't live. The White House said, "We don't have an announcement to make on the launch date." Biden's senior administration officials spoke to reporters, according to MSN, on the condition of anonymity, and said it's full steam ahead with the student loan cancellation plan, even though there are legal challenges from Republican-led states. Officials have not provided a release date or a website where borrowers can access the application, but the White House is on track for their initial target of early October. I think they are going to move forward with it, despite legal challenges, because of the midterms coming. They need all the help they could get. And then, one thing about the government is, even if they did something wrong, they can't, how do they go back and pay the taxpayer? So I think they are going to move forward with this. They say applications will not be required to log in with their federal student aid ID, nor will they have to upload any documents. Borrowers are eligible to receive $10,000 or $20,000 in debt relief, depending on their income and whether they received a Pell Grant in college. The Education Department has said borrowers who apply in October could have a bunch of their debt wiped out as soon as November. The feds have encouraged borrowers to file the forms by November 15th if they want debt cancellation applied to their balances before the end of a freeze on payments that began during the pandemic and ends in January. Borrowers will have through to the end of 2023 to apply for the student aid relief. So 43 million people hold about $1.6 trillion in federal student loans. 40 million are expected to qualify for this $10,000 off or $20,000 off. But there have been legal challenges. One group, the Pacific Legal Foundation, has sued to stop it on the grounds of borrowers living in some states are going to be unfairly taxed. So, you know, in terms of a lawsuit on, you know, I didn't go to college on purpose. I could have gone to college. I want to sue because if I knew that, I would have borrowed the $10,000, gone to college, and then I could have a different career. That's not what the lawsuits are. And it's, and those types of lawsuits are hard to file. Because I'm hearing people ask, they go, is there going to be a class action lawsuit? Because I could have gone to college. I could have gone out of state. I could have lived in a dorm instead of a dangerous apartment and got my, you know, car stolen or assaulted. I don't think have a place in law, in the legal challenge. Not the current ones, that is. And so I understand that there's a lot of people kind of upset with this. This is huge. I'm mixed because I want my students to get relief from the colleges. I want part of their debt wiped off from the college, not from you or I paying for it. Now, six conservative states, Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, South Carolina, filed a suit saying Biden overstepped his authority. A hearing in that case, a Missouri federal court, is scheduled for Wednesday. The states also said quasi-state agencies that service old student loans in the FFEL program would lose money. Those loans are backed by the federal government but held by commercial banks. Prior to September 29th, the government had allowed borrowers to consolidate the loans into one loan owned by the federal government, thereby allowing it to cancel student debt. But the states argue that these companies will lose money because borrowers would collectively ditch their existing loans for those offered by the government. So the federal government immediately barred any remaining FFEL borrowers from consolidating their loans. So already they've been paying off loans or canceling debt. Like I said, my problem is these colleges are still charging an arm and a leg. They're still charging for online schooling, even though most of the students don't want online classes. They want in person. They're still getting charged. They're getting charged full tuition plus that. Why isn't that getting wiped off? Why aren't colleges taking care of this? Why is it you or I? And I get it. It's, you know, I mean, I have no regrets. I love the fact that I went to a state school. I rented rooms. I lived in people's backyards. I did whatever I had to do so I didn't have to borrow. And I have no problem that current students will have it easier. That doesn't bother me. What does bother me are those of you saying, if I knew this, I would have gone to school. I wouldn't have worked. I wouldn't have, you know, and it's, you know, a lot of us made decisions, and I know it's only 10,000, but 10,000 is huge. It's huge for a state school. It's huge for a community college. And it really could have made the difference between somebody getting an associate's and bachelor's degree or not. And this is something where it's a lot, it's billions, trillions of dollars that we need for, you know, school safety and for healthcare and to deal with the migrant crisis and to deal with, you know, crime and it's going for helping somebody stave off a little bit of getting ripped off by their university that makes millions. It's not very popular. Now, mind you, people that have student loans will love the fact that they get to save 10 grand. It's huge. And like I said, for my students, I'm happy for them. I'm really happy for them. But it's a drop in the bucket. They owe their medical school millions. Or they owe their medical school, I mean, combined, you know, hundreds of millions. Why isn't the school paying for this? Why is it URI? So that's what Biden should have done. Said, look, guys, we want to offer this, but we need the schools to put in the money. Once the schools put in the money, we're going to knock off your no, that's not the way it's happening. Like, we have all this extra money. You do? How? Why? If so, then why can't we have guards at the schools? I mean, is this really worth it? Is the $10,000 really worth it? So we'll see what happens. They say that the student debt relief plan is going to cost $30 billion a year for the next 10 years, or $300 billion for the next decade. Congressional Budget Office says it's $400 billion. I'd rather see that money go to something else, to be honest. But I am happy for the students. What I would rather the White House do is say, colleges, you guys pay it. Colleges, put the money in a fund. You guys will get credit. You guys will be listed as helping us. You guys will, and colleges putting this money together, we could then use it to pay it off the student debt. But don't go to Joe or Mary who skipped college and didn't borrow money so they wouldn't owe the government anything and who worked throughout their youth and skipped college as a result. That's not cool. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. There's apparently a huge Drexit, an exodus of doctors walking away from England's National Health Service. They say nurses and other staff in the NHS are leaving as well as doctors. They say staff are leaving the medical profession for better paying jobs. Hospitality, retail are paying more. Not to mention, they're dealing with mental, physical, financial well-being, and cost of living pressures. So we're going to be talking about this later on this month as well. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.